So welcome to episode 3 of my new podcast, Bibles and Barbecue. And today I have a special guest. I have my mom, Wanda.
Hi.
And mom is never on social media, never in front of the camera. So this is a big deal for us today. So we'll see what happens. Yes. Mom is the reason why we go to the Potter's house. And so she made us go. She started us taking us to the Potter's house, and so I was like, okay, the first guest, I have to have mom on there. So, and throughout the interview, you'll hear me flip-flop and say, go from mom to Wanda, but I'm the oldest child, so I can call her by her first name, I think.
Alrighty.
So, tell me about the first time you heard Bishop Jakes.
Girl, the first time I heard him, I was in my room. He was on TV because he was preaching. He had just started on TV and coming on regular, like, get ready. I'm like, man, if he ever come to Dallas, I'm going to start going to the church. Didn't even know how I was going to get there because I didn't have a car. So, but God made a way. So I started going and been going ever since. And it's been a blessing.
So you were watching Bishop Jakes at home. We were a one-car family at the time, so mom didn't have a car. We had a family car, but mom didn't have, like, a car. So you didn't have a car, and you said if he comes to Dallas, you're going to find a way to get to the Potter's house. And lo and behold, he came to Dallas, and you got a car.
I got a car. So got a car.
And so tell me about that night when you heard that Bishop Jakes was coming. Then he said, when he announced he was moving to Dallas,
I said, Lord, let it be where I can get to see him, get to hear the ministry, sit under his ministry, take my children, and be able to go. And he provided all of that.
Right. But what did it feel like when he announced that night he said, I'm moving to Dallas? What did that feel like?
I was so happy. I was like, yes, just jumping. And in my spirit, I was just happy.
Okay, so he moves to Dallas, which I think I remember hearing you, like, shouting with excitement, like, Bishop Jakes is moving to Dallas! Bishop Jakes is moving to Dallas! And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming to Dallas.
I said, we going. And can I say a special thanks to the ladies that I was working with, that I would ride with? Her name was Karen. Karen was faithful in giving us a ride. Mm-hmm. In April, I don't want to call last names because.
So Ms. Karen, April.
And Felicia was a sister. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And their mother.
Their mom would come
too? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And they were always saying, well, hey, we're going to church tonight. You want to ride? I'd be like, yes.
Okay. Because there was always a service going on. It was a morning service, evening, Wednesday. I'll be like, Bishop had the church open every day. Okay? He's like, look, we got to pay this off.
Yeah, we got to get this.
Right. So, what's your most memorable moment at the Potter's house?
It was so many. It was just so many. But I know one Sunday, he was preaching. He couldn't even preach because the worship, he just got up and he was just saying, Shalom. Shalom. And it just went into a worship. Shalom. He was just praying and worshiping. It was just praise and worship that whole service.
I think I remember that. I think that was the Sunday before we were going on a missions trip with the youth. Or it was the Sunday after we came back. But that Sunday, it was all worship. And Bishop was just saying Shalom.
Shalom.
So I give you love. I give you peace. Shalom. And I promised you that was like the whole service. And
Shalom.
Nobody complained. Bishop just went off that day.
Yes. And that service, it was just so. And I think he was ministering to himself too, because it was so real. It was just it was just
so
good.
So do you remember? Let's see. So you were there when Coretta Scott King came.
Yes.
President Bush, were you there when the Bushes came by?
I don't think so.
Maybe we're in Louisiana.
Yeah,
that Sunday. I feel like I was there. So what are your, if you could narrow down to like some of the favorite sermons with Bishop, which ones are your like most memorable? You're like, ooh, I needed to hear that.
Potholes in the Road.
Okay, I think
and it was just a life sermon about, like, when you're going through something, yeah, you're gonna get stuck, but don't stay there because you can get out of it.
Yeah, it's just a pothole.
Yeah, it's just okay. It's a pothole. Just something in the road. Just go through it.
Right. So potholes. I remember when we went to the Woman Hour Loose in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and Ross, I feel like everybody was with us that time, mm-hmm. in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and that was the series, or that, I think the last day, that's when Prophetess Bynum popped up.
Yes.
She was not scheduled to be there, and she shows up, and did,
yes.
Prophetess Bynum just does what she does, and it was amazing. I was like, oh my.
Oh, yes.
We've had so many memories.
We had so many.
Remember the,
yes.
revivals we would have with him, yes. and Noah Jones, with Bishop Jones, with tag team.
And you remember that revival we went to when he first, the church was open?
The new church, new building that we're in now?
No, we were in the old church.
Okay.
And they had a Bishop Creflo Dollar was there on a Wednesday night, and there was some other pastors that I can't remember the name, but I know Creflo Dollar was there because he was there the first night. And Bishop was saying the witches that came in and put blood on the doors,
oh, yeah,
and on
the
fences.
Came and put, like,
yes,
blood,
yes.
I remember that. Like, mm-hmm. girl, your chicken blood does not, yeah. you can't do anything against the blood of Jesus.
Nah.
So you just waste the chicken. You put a fried up. But yeah, you think about that when he's like, oh,
yes.
the witches came and put blood, or,
yes.
or it was always something like,
mm-hmm.
going on.
Always.
But I feel like he always stayed steady. I never saw Bishop panic. Like, even if something crazy was going on,
mm-hmm.
he was cool.
It
was,
we, like, didn't know it.
If I'm not panicking, y'all don't panic.
Panic. Mm-hmm.
And things like that just stuck with me.
Because mm-hmm. he always said he was going to protect his flock, and he was going to stand. But mm-hmm. he said he was going to make sure his family, you know, everybody
yeah.
was okay. But he was going to stay there until the last person leave the building, until he was
right.
okay. And that was...
Think about when we just paid off both churches so quickly.
Yes.
And just to see some, like, a church, and I always talk about, like, it being a black church. Like, I think the first was, like, 3.1 million. The other one was 40, 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
But the church, we got together and paid it off. And remember, I think it was a New Year's Eve, and they had the actual burning of the deed
yes.
in the parking lot. And he's
yes.
like, bring your bills.
Like, yeah. Got yeah. a whole lot of them.
I remember that. Like, it's so many, like, monumental memories of the Potter's
yes,
house. And even
so
when, we,
many.
When I was in the debutante.
The debutante
and just
program.
How First Lady would come, and how she
mm-hmm.
was just so invested in it. Because, you know, we always talk about Bishop, but you can't have the Potter's house and not have
mm-hmm.
First Lady.
Yes.
So I was the part of the debutantes, and just being a part
mm-hmm.
of the Potter's house is always a great experience.
Because whenever when you were in the debutante, and I would stay in the back, like, I always sit in the back because I never wanted to be in the way or anything. So I would have you and your sister and your brother, we would always be in the back. They would be playing and doing different things. And she would always make a point to say, speak to me and say, hi, how you doing,
mm-hmm.
mother? And that meant a lot.
Yeah. It's like she didn't have to. It's
yeah.
just always just nice. And even when we would see Bishop just randomly, he
mm-hmm.
was always real nice, cool, and just happy just to see Potter's House people.
Yes.
So if you could tell Bishop anything, what would you tell him?
If
he stopped by for some ribs.
Oh, yeah.
What would you tell him?
I would say thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for obeying God and listening to his word. Thank you. That's what I, that's all I can do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you.
I
yeah.
can get with that.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Yeah. And you know what else I used to like in the Potter's house? Well, I still like it. The praise and worship. But that praise and worship, oh my God.
Some, like, great praise and worship leaders.
Yes.
At the Potter's house from Pastor Jimmy, Steve, Lady Joy,
yeah.
Brenda Ellis.
Oh my God!
I could
yes.
go on and on, but it was like a crazy worship. Like, you didn't have to go anywhere else.
No, yeah,
we had the best worship in the city, the best sound system.
We had the best of
and
everything.
The best pastor.
Yeah, we had the best of everything.
Yeah.
God has been good to us, girl.
Because I don't even let them go to one of these houses now. I'm like,
shh. Yeah, it's praise and worship. Yeah.
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 No, I'm sorry. That's
yeah,
horrible.
This is what we do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
just being me.
This is what we do.
But yeah, so it was great. We had great praise and worship. Great experiences at the Potter's House.
Yes,
I think it was good for us to be raised in the Potter's House. I think, you know, we always had like a good family, but just had that extra of just being at the Potter's House and the ministry that was going on, because mm-hmm. even though like the main church was flowing, that anointing overflowed into the youth building.
It
like
did.
Our youth building was crazy. Like, I mean, children were getting delivered in our Firehouse youth ministry. So it wasn't just limited to the main church. The children were. It was a family event.
It was.
Going to the Potter's House. And I think Bishop just really set the tone.
He really did.
It's like he raised the bar, even for going to visiting another church or just life experiences. Like, he really raised the bar, because not only did he preach, there's movies, music, mm-hmm. business, entrepreneurship. Yeah. Like, you can sit in that ministry and get every single
everything,
thing you
yes.
need.
Everything, yes. Everything.
It was just like a platter. It's like, you know, you just eat just what eat. You want. Mm-hmm. You know? Just eat what you want.
Yes. And when he came, he said, you're going to be on baby food, but you're going to get on the, mm-hmm. you're going to get on eating steaks.
He said, yeah, we're going to move you off this baby food.
Girl, yes.
And I think he was so patient when he came to Dallas, because he knew it was people coming from mm-hmm. all different backgrounds. You know, where people were coming from. People were just flocking to church. And Bishop just started teaching the foundations. I think I said on the last episode, go back and find that tabernacle series.
Yes.
I think it's Lord Teach Me How to Pray. He has, like, all these series where he would come in on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And just preach, like...
You didn't know what to expect.
You were at Harvard.
Yeah,
like you were at Harvard, because the way Bishop taught, and it was just amazing mm-hmm. Over the years. And then you think of like so many ministers that were trained
under,
at the Potter's House. It's like that Potter's House DNA is across the United States. Like, a lot of teachers and mm-hmm. everything came through there.
Yeah, and all the pastors, every pastor got in that pulpit and spoke word and said, this is the church of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't wrong.
Yeah, and he was just like, think globally. It's not just local. Mm-hmm. Think globally. And that's just in everything that you do. It's mm-hmm. not just isolated to your street, to your block, but think globally.
Yes.
Globally with your work, with the gospel, and mm-hmm. all things. So,
yes.
We'll end this one. You want to thank Bishop for coming to Dallas.
Yes, thank you, because he came just for us.
I told him, I'm like, everybody else has got the overflow. Flow, but, yeah.
He came just for us. He served us so well.
Right. Like, you can't nobody tell me different. Bishop left West Virginia for us. God sent me my name. Like, look, go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was it.
So, thank you, Bishop. Please make sure that you like and subscribe to the podcast. Like and subscribe, share, comment. And Bishop, if you just happen to be listening, I want to sit down and talk with you. I won't take up too much of your time, but just stop by. We can talk about anything you want, but I want to talk to you, Bishop. And we have some barbecue, brisket, whatever you want, we can do it. It's summertime, but we can still make gumbo for you if you want. So, but thank you for tuning in to episode 3. Like I said, like, share, subscribe, and comment.
Thank you.